You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. President-elect Donald Trump announced his pick for U.S. Education Secretary today, signaling that school choice could be a top priority for his administration. Betsy DeVos is a major advocate of charter schools and alternative school options. But if confirmed, DeVos will also have to contend with the rising cost of college and student debt. Mike Essel has been thinking a lot about that issue. He's a 1996 graduate of the Cooper Union in New York City, which, until a couple of years ago, charged no tuition. He's now acting dean of the art school.
My dad was a biker, you know, like everything that comes with that, the Harley Davidson in the garage, the whole deal. And they didn't save any money for school. Like, even, let's say I applied for financial aid, the family contribution literally made my parents laugh. I had done well enough in high school that Cooper Union also gave me a grant that covered the room and board. So for me, the first year was entirely free. I don't know if I would have ever had access to the kind of education I had here if I hadn't gotten in. When you mix up a class of everybody who's going for free, and they have diverse economic backgrounds and come from diverse places in the United States, there's a citizenship in the class that I've never seen at another school. It was great because we were all there for free, not because I was there for free. When I graduated from Cooper Union, because I had no debt, I was able to start my own graphic design firm right out of school. And we were able to grow that company to a 20-person firm that was billing, you know, between $2 and $3 million a year. To be honest, I'm still shocked and appalled that we're charging tuition. And I think we should, you know, be free or die trying. I have a tattoo of Cooper Union's foundation building on my chest. So every time I brush my teeth in the morning, I'm reminded of what Cooper Union means to me. Receiving a free college education absolutely changed my life and made me want to contribute to society, right? It made me feel like I was indebted to an idea rather than to a bank.
Mike Essel is the acting dean of the Cooper Union School of Art in New York. He's part of a group that sued the college after it started charging tuition in 2014. Under a legal settlement, the college is working on once again offering tuition-free education to all its students.